My roommate got really sick a few days ago. Just really bad. She got hit like a ton of bricks, throwing up almost constantly, to the point where I thought, well, she can't have anything else to throw up at this point. But it really made me start thinking about, do I really want to have a kid? Because, children throw up. And I have no problem taking care of a child that's sick with a fever or has a cough or sneezing or, any of those kind of things. It's the throwing up part that makes me just a little apprehensive. I don't want, I and it's just one thing that, I don't mind, like, no one wants to get sick. But I don't think I'd really. It would bother me to have to like hold my child if the child was just coughing, and sneezing. It's like, well, all right, that's fine. I'll hold them. They're there. It's okay. But if the kid was throwing up, my first instinct would be on the other side of the room and just like, hang in there, champ. And I just say that behind like a like some sort of airtight curtain. And I was debating while my roommate was being sick and everything. I was debating like, I wonder how psychologically damaging it would be if I wore like one of those white masks, those surgical masks, around my kid if I if the kid was throwing up, and like I could be around him, but I had to wear the mask and maybe possibly like those yellow dishwashing gloves, and I would treat everything like it was an item from hazmat or something that they touched, it'd be. Anytime they handed me a hanky or something, or if I was handing them food and they handed me back the plate, I'd make sure to like grab it very gingerly with gloves and everything. And I think most therapists, psychologists and stuff, they'd all say you really shouldn't do that. That's not going to make the kid feel, really great. But screw him. I mean, what about me? I don't want to throw up. Why should I have to expose myself to his, Motaba virus? I mean, what's so wrong with me putting on a complete airtight suit with a separate hose coming out of it for oxygen? Is it so bad that I don't want to get sick too? And I'm willing to catch other germs that this little bag of disease brings home with him, but throwing up, it's gonna be bad enough that, if the kid's anything like me, the kid will not always make it to the toilet in time, and I'll have to clean that up. I don't know. Maybe I'll just have a kid that just doesn't throw up. Maybe by the time I finally meet a girl and we decide to have children, and maybe by then they'll find some sort of, inoculant or something. We got the polio vaccine. Maybe there's just a, maybe not, not a sickness, vaccine, but just something to keep them from throwing up. Yeah, if there are any doctors listening to this who are currently working on vaccines and such, please work on that first. Put everything aside. It's cancer, AIDS. You put that on the back burner. Let's work on this first. Let's just get this out of the way. Let's, it's not the dark ages, come on, it's 2010. Let's eliminate vomiting. Let's start with that, and then we'll work our way up towards the big stuff. All right. That's all I got for today. Talk to you guys later.